You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. We're going to be here with you for one more hour. It's a four-hour show. We get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big thank you to you for listening. Shout out to all my truck drivers, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, delivery folks, people in office, people in the studio, people in the store, and people at work. People on patrol, people on call, people in the hospital helping take care of other folks. Much love to you. I appreciate you. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. You can always listen to this show every minute, every second on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. You can do what you want. Put it on your phone. Put it on your tablet. You won't miss a minute. Of course, thank you to everyone listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the Sirius XM, channel 158. And then also, everybody on a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've gone through the gamut here tonight. We've talked about NFL preseason injuries. We talked about Marcell Ozuna and his arrest. We've talked about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. We talked about Tom Brady. You know, Dana White revealing that, oh, yeah, I set Tom Brady up to go to the Raiders with Gronkowski 2 years ago. We talked about, unfortunately, the gentleman who went viral tonight at Yankee Stadium because he decided to, you know, drink his beer through a hot dog. Yeah, sure, him. And then right before we went to break, there's obviously this big story about Brady and the Raiders. And by the way, Tom Brady went back to work on Monday. He was away since August 11th, dealing with personal matters, personal issues. And now he comes back to a team that has a busted up offensive line, our receivers who are coming off of injury. And I think all things considered, the Buccaneers will be fine. Playing in the NFC South, even if they don't go out and win 13 games or go 12-5, they'll win enough games, probably 10-11, and still go into the playoffs. So no massive issue. Let's just see how they go through the course of the year and keeping Tom Brady upright. But what about the guy who just is catching strays? What about the guy who we can all assume, it seems, that Tom Brady referred to as that mother blanker that you want to keep him instead of me? That's Derek Carr. What about the Derek Carr who always has to explain himself? What about the Derek Carr who's sick of explaining himself? What about the Derek Carr who's been a three-time Pro Bowler, helped the Raiders go back to the postseason for the first time in about 6 years, and he's still criticized? Super producer Shep and I just had a conversation about this man. You know, is Derek Carr, and is he in the top half of quarterbacks? Oh, yeah, of course he is. Is he top 10? Probably straddling the line, depending on the day of the week or the week of football you're talking about. And so, me personally, I think he gets the recognition that he deserves, because no one is going to look at Derek Carr and go, oh, man, I absolutely have that guy. But they're worse. He's not the best. He's not the worst. He's above average. He's good. And at times, he's very good. Come on. There were people calling me up early last season telling me that Derek Carr is an MVP. He didn't win it, obviously. It belongs to some guy named Aaron Rodgers. Is he in that class? No. I could think of, yeah, give or take, 10, 11 quarterbacks that I would take over Derek Carr. And so I will say, This is a prove it year for him. Not for me or you, but for him. If he wants people to actually take him seriously, if he wants to be looked upon as no doubt one of the best quarterbacks in the game, he's going to have success with all of the new weapons that he's surrounded by. Renfrow and Waller and Devontae coming in. Obviously, Jacobs. The offensive line is going to have to do its job. And this is the Raiders. And so we can expect or look for some type of ridiculous story to happen at any moment. But everything's in front of him. We can't blame the coaches. And this is the first year with Josh McDaniels. If it doesn't work, we're going to blame that again? And Derek Carr, quite frankly, he's been sick of talking about it. It was only last month that he got into an exchange with the media. And he's like, listen, I'm too old. I'm just going to say what's on my mind. Listen to this.
The expectation, who cares? Like, nobody cares. You know, like, at the end of the day, they could say, you got all these, that crap don't matter. You know, we have to go play the football games. You know what I'm saying? And that's honestly how I feel. I just got to be more honest. I just got to start speaking my mind. And as I'm getting older, I just say what I want to say, you know. And so my real answer is the expectation, all that kind of stuff, who says that? Honestly, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Whether they don't say anything or they say a lot, nobody cares. Hopefully they talk about us at the end. You know what I mean? Like, but right now, that crap don't matter.
It doesn't matter, Derek. Why do you talk about it and why do you care?
Thank you, Paul. It's so good to see you. I say it because I'm a positive person, and it's I try and encourage my teammates. There's a way that I say things to encourage my locker room, to maybe put a chip on their shoulder, and sometimes I do it too much. And so I don't appreciate your tone either. You can pump that back a little bit.
I pay to see him whoop some people's ass. It's not going to happen. He's a nice guy. But he's over it now. He's 31 years old. He's under contract, by the way, and he has a deal that is pretty easy to get out of if you happen to be the Raiders. And so, yeah, does Derek Carr, is he criticized? Yeah, every quarterback is criticized. At the same time, I think he gets the level of respect that he deserves. Like, he's good. He's a little bit better than good. At times, he looks a little bit better than that, but overall, he's okay. He's going to have to up his game this upcoming season if he wants that love. I think as an overall, he's rated accurately. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Troy is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking the call. You and Shep put together a great show. Glad to listen to it.
Thank you.
I do want to touch on Derek Carr. I think he may even get slightly more praise than he does deserve. Let's just say the last two seasons, if I throw numbers at you of 8,500 yards with 102 quarterback rating with 80 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. That's something you're going to take. Those are great statistics. And everything that you're saying about Derek Carr reminds me of the guy who has those statistics in Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins gets a lot more disrespect and gets not as much respect put on his name as Derek Carr does. And I think his numbers year in and year out, if you looked at the last 4 years, he's over 100 quarterback rating. He's, you know, double touchdowns, low on interceptions. He's throwing for 4,200 yards every year. If someone like that isn't getting praise for being mediocre or above mediocre, then I think Derek Carr is getting a little too much praise. I would like to put Derek Carr somewhere between the 12 to 14, maybe on the back half of that.
Well,
quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, thank you, Troy. Appreciate you for calling from Pittsburgh. What Kirk Cousins is, he accumulates stats and numbers. He's great. Kirk Cousins is that guy who shows up to work every day, does his job, gets his paycheck, stays out of everybody's business, and he does enough just to stick around. Everybody starts getting moved around him, but he's like the furniture. He's used to being there, and so it's status quo with him. It was status quo with Washington. It's like, okay, well, let's franchise him. And now here in Minnesota, well, let's extend him because he's good. But the reason that Zimmer could not stand this guy is because he played the game too safe. He didn't go out there and sling the rock around. When the games actually mattered, he would accumulate the stats and the numbers, but then he would tiptoe around actually being good enough to win the game. That's Kirk Cousins for you. He's good at one thing, getting that money. God bless him. He's an all-star, a pro bowler in that regard. No doubt about it. Dave is calling from South Dakota. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Hello to you as well, Dave.
That was a perfect call because obviously long life Vikings fan here. And I think, you know, Kirk is the same way, a little probably underrated. But with Derek Carr, I think I'd rather have him lead my team than Kirk Cousins any day.
I would agree with that. Especially you want to expand upon why?
Well, I don't think anything's really ever happened to a quarterback in a whole span of a season like it did, you know, with Derek last year. Just the way he carries himself, pretty good guy. The media in Minnesota obviously does not like Kirk either because, like you said, he's there for one thing, kind of a stat packer, and he's not really there at the end of the games when we feel like we need him. But if you look at the logistics of it, I think it was the right move for Minnesota, obviously, to get rid of Zimmer because I think if you look at it, Kirk probably kept him in more games than Zimmer did towards the end.
And Zimmer,
too much prevent defense.
Zimmer,
you know?
Zimmer wore out his welcome, and both can be true. And then thank you, Dave, for calling from South Dakota. I don't know, what is he fishing in South Dakota? I don't know what the hell he's doing, running a tractor or something. Look, Kirk Cousins' numbers look great every year. What do they get the team? You know, what chances is he going out there and taking? You know, would you prefer a few more wins if he threw a couple more INTs? I think the trade-off is probably valid. He ain't Aaron Rodgers out here. And that's one of Aaron Rodgers' problems in the postseason, if you got to think about him. It's like he gets a little too safe and comfortable. It's difficult. And sure, you play quarterback, you are going to be criticized. There's no perfect way. There's no right or wrong way. As long as you are getting the ball into the end zone, as long as you're not giving the ball to the other team, it's a delicate balance. Are you going to hold on to the ball and just live and exist? Or are you going to take calculated risks to actually win the game? How aggressive do you want to be? I look at Kirk Cousins, and he's just like, I don't know, guys. I threw a touchdown last time. I don't know. It's too scary, too tough. He might take the ball. No. Robert is calling from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rob?
Hey, JR. I think Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins are kind of one and the same. They're just average QBs, you know, just kind of good, kind of bad. You know, at the end of the day, Derek Carr, his career-defining moment so far is calling a timeout against the Chargers. It's just he gets criticism. He gets a little praise, just like an average QB should. And I don't even think he's the most, I guess, disrespected or made fun of QB right now. I think Tua is. I mean, I just see that guy getting killed every day for something.
Well, yeah, and Tua is still early in his career. And he has I don't want to say a lot, but he has to prove it too. If Tua Tagovailoa doesn't have a good season, oh, he will be destroyed. And he's one of several QBs. I mean, Lamar Jackson, he's probably the most criticized quarterback. I remember Jameis Winston. People were saying, oh, he'll never get another chance, another shot. Jameis Winston is nothing. Absolutely nothing but a turnover machine. Jameis Winston was hella efficient before his injury last season. Come on. You want to talk about playing it safe? 14 touchdowns to 3 interceptions? Is that something people expected from a guy who threw, basically a 30-30 2 years ago that Bruce Arians was just like, nah, we don't need him anymore. Hey, get Tom Brady in here. Jameis Winston had a 5-2 record, 14 touchdowns, 3 INTs. I would have loved to seen what those numbers look like. And now, unfortunately, he's been dealing with a foot issue, and you know, I expect him, I hope, to start the season on time. So you want to talk about quarterbacks disrespected? Lamar Jackson, Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, probably deservingly so, I think. He doesn't help the cause, hasn't always helped the cause. And let's just think about Matthew Stafford. Man, I had people calling me up from Detroit, killing Matthew Stafford last year. Oh, he's going to go to Los Angeles and he's going to stink. Oh, he's going to go to L.A. and he's going to be exposed. Oh, well, he never did anything for us here with the Lions. And oh, okay. He won a Super Bowl. All of a sudden, people are looking at Matthew Stafford and saying, oh, well, if he can put this up or put these numbers up for a few more seasons, he may build himself. He has a chance to build himself a Hall of Fame career just off of winning a Super Bowl. And so you want to talk about, is Derek Carr the most disrespected QB? I'd say no. I'd probably say that's Lamar Jackson, someone who's won an MVP and is so polarizing despite all of his team success and what he's been able to do. People will still say, oh, well, he'll never win anything. It'll only take him but so far. Can you give him credit for what he's done? Find me a rookie quarterback that's had the success that he's had. Find me one. Now, we can look at Herbert and an accumulation of yards, but if you have to look at the record, if you have to look at the individual accomplishments, the only thing that they have not done is win a Super Bowl. Not too shabby to just start your career off when people already expected you just to be a change of pace type running back. The Ravens have done amazing work, and Lamar Jackson is still kind of beat up all the damn time. And so is Derek Carr the most disrespected? No. But he might be on that list, maybe closer towards the bottom. I'm going to ask that question. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you look at the quarterbacks in the game right now, who doesn't get the love that they deserve? Is it somebody like Dak Prescott? Is it Jameis Winston for his turnaround, albeit short last year with the Saints? Is it Baker Mayfield? I think it's Lamar Jackson. There's not a damn person in the league, I'd say, criticized for their accomplishments than him. It's him. For everything that he's done, always beat up. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. I'm going to ask Shep as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first-time caller, I do like your show. I believe it or not, I listen to you guys more than I listen to music. You're actually one of my favorites.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, I'm glad I'm one of your favorites. We got a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, and there are fans that can attest to this. It's some guys you love and some guys you cannot stand. You might love your quarterback. You might hate him. You might go into a game and say, we have a chance to win every game. Or you might go into a game and say, when is this guy going to throw the game for us? And so Derek Carr has obviously been in the news past couple of days. Dana White talking about having a deal set for Tom Brady to join the Raiders. The Raiders changed their mind, or they didn't want to pay, one of the two. And then the video resurfacing of Tom Brady on LeBron's The Shop saying, yeah, there was a team in free agency that they were interested in and that they changed their mind. And I said, you want to keep that blank blank instead of me? And now we know almost for certain that it was about Derek Carr. It's like, damn, this guy can't even mind his business without getting punched around in the court of public opinion. And it's not like he needed help. People love him, and then people go, oh, yeah, he's okay. And he is. He's pretty much slightly better than average. He's better than average. Is he a top five quarterback? No. Can he solidify himself as being a top 10 this year? I hope so, especially with all of his help. And so I think he's rated on average. But then we had other callers mention other quarterbacks. People like Kirk Cousins, who's good enough to put up numbers, but he then becomes real passive as a QB. And then I mentioned someone like Lamar Jackson. I think he's the most disrespected QB in the game, especially for his accomplishments, his winning record, his MVP. I think people beat him up too much, and it's like, hey, what else can he do besides just take you and win the whole damn Super Bowl? I think the Ravens, to a certain degree, have kind of failed him, and then he's gotten better. And you have other guys always up for criticism, Baker Mayfield and Jameis Winston, Dak Prescott. Nobody talks about that $40 million he's getting anymore now, do they? The quarterback market has jumped up higher than that. And then this is probably the best example. There were so many people who just said Matthew Stafford was a loser. Matthew Stafford won't win anything. Matthew Stafford can't win anything. Matthew Stafford's going to go to Los Angeles and show everybody that he sucks. He won a Super Bowl. People going to leave him alone now, aren't they, huh? I hope his elbow's fine. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What quarterback in the NFL do you feel just does not get the respect that he deserves? Daryl is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, they are. Glad to talk to you. Derek Carr, he went through a lot of trouble. He brought the Raiders, all the way through, like you said earlier on your show. He's an outstanding quarterback, but with Tom Brady saying something like that, Tom Brady needs to check himself and get a life. So, people like you said about the guy with the hot dog taking the beer, people need to get a life and leave other people disappointed. So,
well, that's Tom, go ahead, Darryl.
Yes, because people just need to mind their own business, like you say. Just mind their own business and get a life.
Okay, I could dig it. Well, Tom Brady did make those comments. He did make those comments, not believing, I guess, that it would ever become public. It's not like he just threw Derek Carr out there and just said the name. People had to think. At one point, people thought that it might be about Jimmy Garoppolo. And now it seems to be that it was definitely about Derek Carr. James is calling from L.A. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, great show as always, man. You always doing it, and I appreciate that. Take me through the night, brother, out here on the West Coast.
Thank you.
You kind of switched it up a little bit. I was going to talk about Derek Carr. I guess if I had to say a quarterback that wasn't getting his respect would be Dak Prescott, would be rightfully so, because he's America's team, and he hasn't came through, and I think a lot of that has to attribute with when him and Ezekiel Elliott were on the same page, they were dynamite. They almost made a run and did it. But then after that, either one was hurt or the other one was hurt, and they were never together again. So I think that if he has a good running back, Pollard, I guess, is decent, but he's not Ezekiel Elliott. So I would say that for that quarterback would be Dak Prescott.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I say one of the main reasons is he's the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. They're branded as America's team. The Dallas Cowboys are marketed and sold just out of the wazoo, whether they're winning or losing. Dak got paid a lot of money. We had Joe Theismann right here on the show. And Joe Theismann basically said, who does Dak think he is? It went viral. It was all over the news and TV. Who does he think he is? And he's not even that good. And, well, doesn't it seem that Dak is being paid and according to the market right now? He don't seem overpaid to me right now. Lewis calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I love your show. I think you're really good. Interesting topic. I think that Mitchell Trubisky is actually the most underrated. He's not getting any respect whatsoever. He's won the job. Pickett seems to be progressing well, you know, in the last two preseason games. But
wait a second. You said Mitch Trubisky is the most disrespected quarterback in the game right now?
He is. You know why?
No.
Because there was another colleague of yours on the same station, CBS, and he was deliberately mispronouncing his name earlier tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. That okay. is serious disrespect. And Trubisky actually has done fairly well with the Bears, who are not necessarily like, you know, the greatest organization. And
okay, let's slow down. I want to fill in a couple of blanks here, Lou. So first of all, Zach Gelb has a name. Okay, so you're referring to Zach, obviously, and make sure you listen to Zach on CBS Sports Radio prior to me. Absolutely, tune in. So Zach
yes,
has a name.
He was deliberately mispronouncing his last name.
I hear you, Lou. Can I finish? I'm letting you know that Zach has
sure,
a name.
Sure, yeah. I
well, stop talking.
You. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Thank you. Zach has a name. I just told you. If you weren't familiar, you didn't want to say it. The other part about it is Zach is one person. You know, the last time I looked, he doesn't represent 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 million people. The other thing about this is, if I have to look across the entire NFL, you really want to tell me that out of everybody, Mitch Trubisky is the most disrespected? Either the best thing you're telling me is because Zach didn't call him by his last name?
I guess he was tonight.
Oh, I ain't asking you that, Lou. Come on, you're better than that, man.
Well, Trubisky is actually a better player than most people would find.
Well, that's okay.
And he's going to prove it.
Well, that's okay. Well, that's not. I'm going to ask you one time. When it comes down to starting quarterbacks in the league, of which Mitch Trubisky has not just officially wrapped up the job, do you really believe he's the most disrespected QB in the game? Yes or no?
Yes, because my ex-girlfriend called him Tree Biscuit. So,
okay.
Like,
well, thank you, Lou. Okay, I guess we're gonna have to go. I guess I know why she's your ex-girlfriend.
If it's open mic night, Lou would kill.
Hey, he said he has an ex-girlfriend. That might be a good decision by her. I'm sure it was her decision too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out of here. We'll talk quarterbacks. I have to, you know what? I'm going to mention Kevin Durant on the way out the door.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. In lieu of Derek Hodges being beat up, and not intentionally by Tom Brady, but finding out that Brady had a chance to go to the Raiders, that there was interest, and then the Raiders didn't want to do it, and Brady's like, oh, you're going to keep him over me, and now we find out it was Carr. I said, is Derek Carr the most disrespected QB in the NFL? I say no. I think that's Lamar Jackson. And then, you know, one of our callers said Mitch Trubisky, and I'm like, come on, get the hell out of here. You know, if someone wants to make a case for Mitch Trubisky, you know, oh, he's going to be good or he's going to show people, then fine, go for it. He was a Pro Bowler in his first season. But most disrespected, you know, what has he done? Not enough. 855-212-4CBS. Before I get back to the phone lines, hey, Shep, is there a quarterback who you feel doesn't get his just due?
There's a lot of them. But I believe the most pertinent one in this conversation, JR, played in your neck of the woods for a long time, and that is none other than Matt Ryan.
Yeah. In Matt Ryan, it's a matter of you don't know what you got till it's gone. And if you think about everything that he has done for the Falcons and the stability that he was able to bring to the organization, did they stick with him a little too long? Yes, they did. The prior regime did. And there were always people ready to call for his head because he wasn't Michael Vick or he wasn't the most dynamic. But he showed up every week. He didn't miss games. He was the definition of old reliable. And sometimes he caught a little bit too much of the blame. And now the team is obviously looking for the next quarterback. And I don't think it's going to be, Marcus Mariota. I don't know if it's going to be Desmond Ridder. People can certainly hope for it to be. But Matt Ryan, me personally, would I say he's the most disrespected? No. But to a certain degree, for a segment of the fan base here in Atlanta, he wasn't appreciated that much. I'll say that.
Yeah, JR, if I mention the concept of Hall of Fame, people debate him more so not getting in, which is just blasphemy to me.
Well, I think part
of
that.
See? And he's your guy.
He's my guy. What?
He's your guy. I mean, you love Matt Ryan. You love what he's done for your community.
Whoa, let's slow down here. I mean, I've never said I loved it. Have I said I love him?
Well, I mean, I'm filling in the blank here, but you have on more than one occasion talked about the ambassador that he is for the Atlanta community, the stability he brings to the Atlanta Falcons,
right,
when you and I both know other components of that franchise have not. And you talk about being the consummate professional. I'm not saying you love him like you'd want to grab a beer with him, like you want to be best friends with him, but right, you love what he's done for the Atlanta sports community. Am I totally off base on that?
I don't know about all that. I would tell you, because there's plenty of he's done. I'm telling you what I said. I think as a quarterback, he has been or was underappreciated to a segment of the fan base. I think he was excellent for the community. I think there are other elements where he just kind of existed. And so I'm not going to go as far as go, hey, he's my guy. But there's too much. There's not much more you can ask for. Let's put it this way. If we had two more quarters in a football game, his opinion and people's opinion on him would be totally different, which is ridiculous, which is not fair. But when it comes down to the Hall of Fame, it's crazy that two quarters can potentially make that difference. It really is. But you can't ask for anything else and of a quarterback. You really can't, besides just going and winning a championship. Not missing games, showing up, torching folks. And what I was going to say was, you know, Deion Sanders said it last week. A Hall of Fame is not, it's not just, the ultimate game changers. It's guys who have just been very good, or maybe very good for a very long time. Well, Matt Ryan has won himself an MVP. And I'll put it to you this way. He's 37. He's closer to the end than he is to the beginning. It wouldn't shock me if he goes into the Hall of Fame. And a lot of that has to do with his longevity, his availability. I think he's still right on the line. I'd have to think about it. But if he went in, I wouldn't complain about it. But I wouldn't say that he's just in the you know, the most disrespected QB. I wouldn't go that far. Who do we got here? Darius is calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Darius?
Hey, this is my topic right here. Okay? And the most disrespected quarterback in the league is Russell Wilson. Russell Carrington Wilson. And I'll give you a bunch of reasons why. People, first of all, make up a lot of fake narratives about him in terms of his his off the field exploits. And, you know, they call him corny and things. And, you know, I get it. I understand some of the things that he does may be kind of cheesy or whatever, but he's also a good citizen off the field. On the field, his being tucked away in Seattle and playing for a run first defense oriented coach like Pete Carroll, that has hurt him. I've done a lot of analytics. I talked to you before about why, you know, about not going to law school. And you want to know why I didn't go to law school. I remember that. And I never picked the phone back up. But I studied data science. And one of the things that I've had a lot of fun doing is studying sports analytics. And I've looked at a lot of things that Russ has done.
Okay.
And I can tell you that when Patrick Mahomes won his 2018 MVP, Russell nearly had – he had nearly identical stats when you control for pass attempts. And yet he didn't get a single vote. People say Russ has never been worthy of an MVP vote, and I've done work that shows otherwise.
Darius, I don't want to go into congratulations for being Albert Einstein, and I certainly appreciate that. I think most people appreciate and understand Russell Wilson as a quarterback.
Mm. Is that why people are saying he's washed? They're saying
let me put it to you this way. I understand you're in Seattle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough to sit here and every night hear perspectives from all over the country. Fortunate enough to talk to players, former players, active players. I'm also fortunate enough to travel around the country, and as an overall, I think people respect Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I don't think they respect him to the level that he deserves. I really don't. I mean, you have people like Nick Wright Ryan Clark. They've gotten on television and gotten on the internet and said some crazy things, man. They've talked to Nick Wright.
That's a very wide chasm. If you're going to tell me about professional blowhards, then that's different. I wouldn't put Ryan in that category, but Nick – certainly so much. I wouldn't get worked up about the majority of what a lot of those people say. So when you say they and you want to talk about disrespect, I'm not talking about idiots who want to, you know, call out LeBron James kid for a dunk or someone who says, I don't know, because I don't listen to the idiots. I try to listen to people. Did you hear what I said, Darius?
Yeah.
You can pick out random individuals who have a microphone. I'm looking at the general consensus, and I think
Russ is consensus number 61 in the NFL top 100 as voted
Darius,
by
Darius, Albert Einstein. Listen to me, Darius. Okay? Stop listening to jackasses. Did you hear what I said?
Okay.
Repeat what I just said.
Jackass?
Darius, repeat what I just said.
Stop listening to Jackass.
Thank you, Darius. Thank you for calling from Seattle. I mean, damn. If you want to tell me, Russell isn't respected, but come on, you're going to tell me about, Nick Wright. I don't know what he says. I don't listen to the guy. Well, that means that Russell Wilson is the most disrespected because a guy sits on TV and yells at him. What about common sense? Well, a little bit of that. Jason calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going? I don't like to call in too often because it's just not my style. Okay. But I have to roast. I'm sorry. I have to roast the guy that said Trubisky is the most disrespected quarterback We're talking about a quarterback that went on live TV and cried that people were saying that he's not a good quarterback and he couldn't put up numbers, which is true. But if you want to talk about the most disrespected quarterback, I'm going to have to go with Matthew Stafford. I mean, the only reason why I didn't like Matthew Stafford is because he played for Detroit, obviously. I'm a Packers fan. But I think Matthew Stafford is the most, like, he's so good at the game, and he was just in the worst team you could ever be on, you know? And then he goes to L.A., and L.A. is like, oh, let's do this and let's do that. And guess what? We're hosting a ring now. So
yeah,
you put him on a good team. I mean, Matthew Stafford's always put up numbers. Matthew Stafford's always had good stats, just a bad team.
Well, we certainly see the results. And I'm sorry, Jason, I'm getting ready to hit the back end of the show, actually, not even the break. No, I mentioned Matthew Stafford. And if he didn't win a Super Bowl, people would have still been calling me right now saying that he's just absolute crap. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. When you're a quarterback, you're going to hear both ends of the spectrum. There are people who crapped on Patrick Mahomes last year. 2 years ago, the Super Bowl season, there are people who crapped on Tom Brady. It's a hard knock life. That's why they get paid the big bucks. Hey, when you're the most important person on the team, it's tough. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio because Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next.